It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. Each week we focus in on a game or a series of games against today's opponent, the Fair State Bulldogs. Bucky's Legends is next here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. In the early stages of the quote-unquote new WCHA, Bemidji State and Ferris State knew each other quite well. They played in the playoffs in both 13-14 and 14-15, with Ferris knocking off Bemidji State 3-2 in double overtime to end the 13-14 season, and then again to end the 14-15 season, Ferris State winning 3-2 in triple overtime. Those important playoff games that go into multiple overtimes certainly fueled the rivalry. Head coach Tom Ceratori.
Absolutely. They're probably, looking back at things, like when there was realignment, this probably was our first, other than Mankato. Mankato is obviously our rival. We all realize why they're our rival. But they were our first rival that was created, you know, because you have to, sometimes rivalries are just going to happen. You're not going to have a rivalry. You got to create a rivalry with great games, with big games, important games, but then they got to be competitive games. And sometimes, again, you know, when you play a team a lot, they become more competitive and it becomes more intense and it becomes more personal is what I'm getting at. And the players create that too, because you start playing a team 6-7 times a year, you're going to have a built-in rivalry. And that's what we had the first couple of years of the WCHA, of the new WCHA. And I think that rivalry was created those first couple of years because we played so much against each other, Schultz, and you alluded to it too. You know, and that's the way leagues are. And when you start a new league, those rivalries will be created, but you got to give it time. And I think we have that with Lake Superior State right now.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.